We failed to mention a noteworthy birthday celebration held back on March 11th. Granny D turned 99 in frigid New Hampshire on January 24th, but a snowstorm forced her big party to be postponed, and it couldn't happen in February because she was in sunny Arizona writing a book. When it finally took place in March at the New Hampshire State Capitol, the governor and hundreds more people sang happy birthday to her. Granny D is Doris Haddock, and here's just some of what she's done since she turned 89 10 years ago. She walked and cross-country skied 16 kilometers a day the entire way across the United States, arthritic back, emphysema, hearing aids in both ears and all, on behalf of an issue called campaign finance reform. She and those who walked part way with her wore support buttons that read, "Go, Granny, go!" Word soon spread that the old lady in the straw hat with a turkey feather stuck in it was just down the road or over the hill. Well-wishers gave her food and shelter and cheered her on. At one point, activist Dick Gregory walked beside her. "You're planting a seed for change," Gregory told her. "That seed is going to grow and grow, and you just stay right on it, girl." When Granny D finally reached Washington, D.C. on her long trek from the Rose Bowl football stadium in California, she gave a short speech at the Lincoln Memorial, urging Americans to pass laws that would reduce the influence of big money in political campaigns. She joked that she'd like to lead a running of the pigs down K Street, the pigs being the lobbyists who keep offices on that avenue. Then, in 2004, she ran a low-budget campaign of her own for the United States Senate, winning the Democratic nomination but losing the general election by a 2-to-1 margin to New Hampshire's incumbent U.S. Senator, Judd Gregg. Once what she calls an office girl, then a shoe designer as a young woman, Doris Haddock is still sharp as a shoe tack, according to her friends, but Granny D won't be walking to the Rose Bowl anytime soon. I'm Ted Landfair.